As you may have heard, the United States and its allies have launched widespread airstrikes in Syria. They're targeting strongholds of the group known as ISIS or ISIL. Like most of us, Nancy Pearl's been watching events unfold in the Middle East. Nancy says now is a great time to read up on the region's culture and its history.
I think sometimes it's really a good exercise to read a book that's going to not only make you think, but maybe knock you off your equilibrium a little bit in the way that these authors are presenting issues and topics. And so the two books that I brought, the first one is called After We Kill You, We Will Welcome You Back as Honored Guests, Unembedded in Afghanistan, by a cartoonist and a blogger named Ted Rall. This is a book that, through the use of cartoons, it's partly a travelogue. It's about his trip with two other cartoonists, bloggers, to Afghanistan to report on Afghanistan. And one of the things that he's really concerned about is that because so much of the reporting from war zones is from embedded reporters, that is, reporters who are with the troops, that the only view, not that it's not valuable to get the view of the encounters at a troop level, troop eye level, but you miss, what Ted Rall would say is you miss so much. He has very strong opinions about the U.S. in Afghanistan, and if you agree with him, this is a book that will reinforce all of your feelings. If you disagree with him, it's a book that will make you look at it a little bit differently.
So he went with a group of cartoonists?
Bloggers and other cartoonist reporters and traveled through Afghanistan. And
can you just do that? I didn't know you could.
You can, and they were actually they were the first people for more than a decade to go from Afghanistan directly to Iran, and that was something that set them apart from everyone else. But just the fact that they are indeed unembedded is something that gives them a different view of Afghanistan and what's going on there than what we have now. Totally just out, very, very, very current.
And so it's a mix of drawing and
yes.
Prose?
Drawing, prose, photographs. I mean, this is a book that makes you, in many ways, wish that you could go to Afghanistan because of the beauty there and the people that he meets and talks to. So it's a little bit of everything. I think that's going to make it very hard to sell, because where do you put this? But it's a book that I found very worthwhile.
It has a great title. It's After We Kill You, We Will Welcome You Back as Honored Guests. And the author is Ted Rall, R-A-L-L. The other book that you brought in is a book that I have read by a very distinguished Israeli journalist.
Yes, Ari Shavit's My Promised Land, The Triumph and Tragedy of Israel. I know, Marcy, you felt the same way about this book, but this is one of the most important books about the Middle East that has come out. And Ari Shavit has managed to present the situation as even-handedly as it could possibly be. He's an Israeli. His roots are in Israel, and he's troubled. He's troubled by what's happening now, but he's troubled by events of the past that most of us who didn't live through it, intimately know it, are unfamiliar with. I first learned about this book because there was a long article in the New York Times Magazine, an excerpt from this book, that was just startling in what we could learn from that. I just think that we have these beliefs that are based on rumor or on these kind of things that we inhaled with our mother's milk. And this is a book that's going to has upset a lot of people, but it's a book that's so worth reading.
Well, I should say Ari Shavit is now an editorial writer for Haaretz newspaper. He's probably in his 60s or maybe early 70s, born in Israel, and was very involved for a long time in the Peace Now, the Israeli peace movement. And what he's trying to do with this book, at least from my reading, is explain from an Israeli point of view the attachment of that citizenry to the state of Israel, but not in a kind of glossy way. And it's not a love it or leave it kind of way. This is a guy who sees all the faults of his country.
And he's torn. I mean, this is a book that's written from, I mean, I think that this is a maybe an overused kind of expression, but he's torn. All of those old Peace Now activists like Amos Oz, one of the founders of the Peace Now movement, this is not an easy time for them, and it's not an easy time for anyone who cares about peace in the Middle East, the plight of refugees, and the state of Israel. And I think that one of the best things that we can do is read a book like this and start thinking.
It's Ari Shavit, Shavit, My Promised Land. And the first book about Afghanistan, or from the perspective of a cartoonist and blogger, is called After We Kill You, We Will Welcome You Back as Honored Guest by Ted Rall, R-A-L-L. Two books with a little perspective on all the complexities of the Middle East. Nancy Pearl, thanks.
Thank you, Marcy.
Nancy Pearl joins us most Tuesdays with her reading recommendations. You can find them all at our website. That's KUOW.org. Search for Nancy Pearl.